If you're looking for a way to...
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Every day you hear our announcers say support comes from local businesses like, and then mention the names of local businesses and nonprofit organizations. These groups already know the value of the KGNU listening audience and have chosen to make community radio part of their marketing mix. If you'd like to learn what these folks already know, call Sarah at 303-449-4885 or visit kgnu.org for more information.
Support comes from Outworld Brewing, reinventing the brew pub experience through sci-fi fantasy themes. Located in between Highway 287 and I-25 on Highway 119 in Longmont, offering dine-in, takeout, and delivery. More information at outworldbrewing.com.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, and then I'll be hosting Present Edge this evening from 10 until midnight. This evening on Classic Monday, music by Frederick Tillis, William Grant Still, Blagoya Bersa, Christopher Theofanidis, and Kamal Belevi. But first, some music by Joseph Wilcox Jenkins. American Overture was Jenkins' first work for band, written in 1953 when he was 25 years old, and an arranger for the U.S. Army Field Band. He composed the piece to match their instrumentation. For example, it included string, bass, and cello, but no other strings, three distinct baritone parts. The flutes are in three, clarinets and trombones each in four. But the stars of this piece are the French horns. They famously leap an octave in the first measure. Thank you. Eugene Migliaro Corporone conducted the Lone Star Wind Orchestra performing American Overture by Joseph Wilcox Jenkins. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. Now music by Frederick Tillis, a suite for string quartet written in 1995 from four different spirituals. It's also called Spiritual Fantasy No. 12. And the composer has said about his work, "The composition of the Spiritual Fantasy for String Quartet plays tribute to the essence of the musical expressions of pathos and triumph over worldly obstacles encountered by a people who found hope and strength through faith in God." The four spirituals are Nobody Knows the Trouble I See, Wade in the Water, Crucifixion, subtitled He Never Said a Mumbling Word, and finally, I'm a Rollin'. We'll hear the Lark String Quartet performing Spiritual Fantasy No. 12 by Frederick Tillis.
Thank you.
The Lark String Quartet performed Spiritual Fantasy No. 12 by Frederick Tillis. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. More music after this.
Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign. The census, which is required by the Constitution, is taking place this year. The census affects essential things like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. There is no question pertaining to citizenship. Your responses cannot be used against you or shared with other agencies. You can participate in the 2020 census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 844-468-2020. Let's work together to make sure everyone in Colorado is counted.
Con apoyo de la campaña del censo de 2020 del condado de Boulder, este año nuestra nación realizará el censo requerido por la Constitución. El censo afecta a lo esencial, como la asistencia médica, la educación y la infraestructura. No hay una pregunta de ciudadanía, y sus respuestas no pueden ser utilizadas en su contra ni ser compartidas con otras agencias. Puede participar en el censo de 2020 en my2020census.gov o por teléfono al 844-468-2020. Trabajemos para asegurar que todos cuenten en Colorado.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
The composer William Grant Still grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. He attended Wilberforce College and Oberlin. When he came to New York in 1919, it was to play and arrange for W.C. Handy. He also studied composition with George Whitefield Chadwick and Edgard Varèse. By the 1930s, he had a Guggenheim Fellowship, was established as an arranger on Broadway and in radio, and as a composer. Still moved to Los Angeles, eventually composing 8 operas and a large quantity of orchestral and chamber music. But it was in 1930 that Still wrote his Symphony No. 1, subtitled Afro-American Symphony. And it was this symphony, in fact, the first symphony written by an African-American, which was performed for United States audience by a leading orchestra, the Rochester Philharmonic, under the baton of Howard Hanson. That symphony made him famous to a much larger audience and became his most performed work. We're going to listen to Symphony No. 2 in G major, which Still wrote in 1936 and 1937. What he said about it was that it was an extension or evolution of the Afro-American Symphony, composed 7 years earlier. If that symphony represented the Negro of days not far removed from the Civil War, Still saw the G minor, or Symphony No. 2, as representing, quote, the American colored man of today, in so many instances a totally new individual produced through a fusion of races. It's in 4 movements, slowly and deeply expressive, moderately fast, and moderately slow. We'll hear the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Nami Yarvi, performing Symphony No. 2 in G minor, Song of a New Race, by William Grant Still.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nami Yarvi conducted the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, performing Symphony No. 2 in G minor, Song of a New Race, by William Grant Still. You're listening to A Classic Monday. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up in the second hour of A Classic Monday this evening, music of Christopher Theofanidis, his first symphony, music by the Cypriot guitarist Kemal Bilevi. But first, some music by the Croatian Blagoje Bersa. In his orchestral music, Bersa absorbs stylistic traits from Strauss and Mahler, but his piano music reveals a rich diversity drawn from classical models, including Chopin, Liszt, and Brahms. We'll hear a piece he wrote in 1898 called March Triumphant, Opus 24, performed by the pianist Goran Filipek.
Thank you.
Pianist Goran Filipek performed March Triumphant, Opus 24, by the Croatian composer Blagoje Berza. More Classic Monday after this.
Are you aware of vroom gloom? Vroom gloom is a common side effect of the vehicle neglect. If you have a car, truck, or boat, just sitting alone without the drive to leave home, donate it to KGNU right away. Philanthropy is often the best therapy for vehicles suffering from vroom gloom because it feels so good and it's free. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Now, some music by Yale Composition Faculty Head, Christopher Theofanidis. Theofanidis is also the composer in residence and co-director of the composition program up at the Aspen Music Festival and School. This symphony, his first, was commissioned by Robert Spano and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, who we will hear performing it now. It's in four unnamed movements. Symphony No. 1 by Christopher Theofanidis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Robert Spano conducted the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra performing Symphony No. 1 by Christopher Theofanidis. You're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU. Now, music from Turkish Cyprus, music of Kemal Bilevi. We will hear a Cyprian Rhapsody, his third for guitar duo, performed by Duo Tandem.
Thank you.
duo tandem, who are Nikhadi Emirzadeh and Mark Anderson, guitarist, performed Cyprian Rhapsody No. 3 by Kamal Balevi. Well, I see we have time for one more cut off of the wonderful album of guitar music by Kamal Balevi, which was released in May of this year. We'll hear the first fragment of 3. Tandem performed Fragment No. 1 by the Turkish Cypriot composer Kamal Balevi. These compositions from 2012 off a recording that was released just a few months ago this year. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Classic Monday. And we'll stay tuned as I'll be hosting A Present Edge coming up next.